ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Is looking at you, kid.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody stole my crayon.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, of course, is the weekend wrap. We're talking boxing and mixed martial arts for the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, all across the country via TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com, you name it. We've got 11 different internet platforms. Want to say hello to everybody listening on the Ohio Sports Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, last night, MMA in the house. I'm talking about John Jones, the defending UFC light heavyweight champion, successful in a very impressive defense, considering he got cracked a few times. I'm talking about Vitor Belfort moving up from 185 pounds, the former phenom at 185, and for 205 for a little while in the UFC, but 185 is his weight. He stepped up last night. And he gave John Jones more than anybody anticipated, a submission loser in four rounds with a Kimura. But the bottom line is he had a triangle choke on Jones. He had an armbar on Jones. I mean, he had Jones. He gave Jones all he could handle last night. And props got to go to Vitor Belfort because, Vitor, I thought this was a mismatch on paper. I thought this was a mismatch inside the octagon. But it wasn't that much of a mismatch because Mr. Belfort from Brazil, he came to fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, boxing and MMA for the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. Internationally, you can call us from abroad on the Arms, the American Forces Network, 01-800-878-7529. That's internationally, 01-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round. He used that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style. Oh, he's got the choke. Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, it's no use glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
The Harmonizers from Oakland, California, the Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC 152 last night, live from Toronto, Canada. The bottom line is Nick Ring wasn't on the card. Of course, he's a hometown hero. He should have been, but he wasn't. And, of course, that would have helped the live gate a little bit because last night, I understand the place was not packed to the hilt. But the bottom line is it was a pretty good card. And, of course, in the main event, Vitor Belfort falling short when it comes to challenging John Jones for the world light heavyweight, this 205-pound championship. Vitor now like 29-11 or 29-10. And the bottom line is John Jones moves to 17-1. His only loss, of course, is a disqualification back a few years ago to Matt Hamill, who was a winner last night as well. In fact, I'll go down the card real quick just to make things straight up. The count was a winner. That's right. Michael Bisping, a host on the guest on this show in the past, very smart aleck type of Brit. But he talks the talk. He walks the walk. He was a winner last night. He beat Brian Spann, the first ever UFC flyweight champion. That's 125 pounds. He was crowned when Demetrius Johnson, I thought he sort of, well, how can I put this? It was a close fight. But, you know, when you win the first three rounds going away, it's sort of hard to win a fight after that because you've got a five-round fight, five-minute rounds, okay? Demetrius won up 3-3 zip over Joseph Benavidez, and then Benavidez had to win the last two rounds and then big in order to pull off a draw or to pull off the win. But the bottom line is I didn't think he did so, and the scores were 48-47 and 49-46 for Johnson and 48-47 for Benito Benavidez, so it was a split decision. I don't think it should have been split, but, you know, when you have these five-round fights, much like you had the five-round war last year in San Jose, California, of course, the fight that all UFC fans will remember, Dan Henderson taking on Mauricio Shogun Rua, beating Rua to a pulp or beating Rua pretty clearly for three rounds. And then in the fourth round, like the curtain closed, he just gassed. Dan Henderson was in trouble. He was taking shots. Not really, really tremendous punishment, but the fifth round, it got so gnarly I had to turn my face away from the big screen and the octagon in which I was sitting in front of. That's how gnarly it was. That's the kind of punches that Dan Henderson was receiving from Mauricio Shogun Rua. But the bottom line is, of course, Henderson was supposed to challenge Jones at UFC 151. That was a few weeks ago. That didn't happen. Dana White tried to put Chael Sonnen in to replace him. And, of course, John Jones said no. John Jones said he'll fight at a later date. So he fought on UFC 152 last night. In fact, UFC 151 never even took place. Officially, it never happened. Okay? It just never did. And all the undercard fighters, of course, not all of them have been compensated per se. Not all of them got their fights rescheduled. And the fighters were supposed to fight on the UFC 152 card. Well, they just get pushed on as well. Okay? So the bottom line is John Jones, by not accepting Chael Sonnen at the last minute, 8 days' notice, okay, Chael Sonnen, another smaller guy than him, 185-pounder, he wouldn't deal with it, And because of that, the entire show was scrapped. The UFC is said to have lost about $15 to $20 million. I'm sure they've got insurance on that, but it's the poor folks I know that got stuck with those, you know, non-refundable airline tickets, those non-refundable MGM Grand or Mandalay Bay hotel tickets, you know, and the rental car and all that kind of stuff. Because you buy the stuff in advance, and they give you significant discounts if you buy these non-refundable packages. In other words, you can get like a round-trip ticket from Bug Tussle, Tennessee to Las Vegas for like $250 if you buy it like a month in advance, and then you agree to no cancellation and all that kind of good stuff and probably 19 stops in between. But the bottom line is those people were left out on a lurch. Either they went to Las Vegas and didn't watch any MMA, or they stayed home and they ate their tickets. And the only way you can get out of that is to get a doctor's note, of which I used to have a photostatic copy of. You just changed the date. Sorry. But that's just the way it was. I flew all the time. I've been to 31 countries around the world. But, you know, unless you've got a doctor's note saying, guess what, he can't fly or she can't fly, you're going to have to fly. Either that or you're going to have to eat the ticket. So a lot of people ate a lot of money, and that's why John Jones is not the guy that not the most popular guy right now in the UFC. Speaking of John Jones, the one man I mentioned earlier that did beat him, Matt Hamill, was a winner. Of course, he beat Roger Hollett. That was a unanimous decision in three rounds. Scores were 30-27 twice and 29-28. Cub Swanson, KO1, Charles Oliveira. Keep an eye on this guy, Cub Swanson. 40 seconds of the first round. Vinny Magaliz, a submission winner in two over Ivan Igor Porajek. That was a triangle choke at 114 and number two. Sean Pearson was a winner, a unanimous winner in three rounds over Lance Benoist. He scores a 29-28 thrice for Pearson. Marcus Brimage, a unanimous winner in three rounds over Jim Hettis. Not enough knockouts on this card, sorry. Scores a 29-28 across the board. Seth Brzezinski was a KO winner in round one, 4 minutes and 10 seconds over Simone Thorson. Mitch Gagne, no, not related to the Gagnes of professional wrestling. Those guys are like, man, ancient. Submission winner in one round over Wallell Watson. Rear necky chokehold. Did that one in at a minute, 9 seconds of round number one. And Kyle Noki, TKO1 over Charles Brenson. Punches stopped that fight 45 seconds into round number one. Of course, that was UFC 152 live from Ontario, Texas. Ontario, Canada. And, of course, the main event, and then they had the main event, and the main card was on pay-per-view, and the setup card was on FX Cable, and before that it was on Facebook. And, of course, they're going to do this again September 13th. And, of course, now they've got a new main event because both Quentin Jackson and Jose Aldo got hurt. So those were going to be like the co-main events in UFC 153. And that's going down October 13th. Well, that's not going to happen now. It looks like Anderson Silva is going to step in and take on Stephen Bonner. I'm not real high on that. I'm just not. I mean, I'm really not. I think that's a bit of a mismatch. But then again, last night was supposed to be a bit of a mismatch, and it wasn't, as, you know, Mr. Vitor Belfort came through with flying colors. So you got Silva and Bonner in the main event at UFC 153. That's October 13th. In the co-main event, Big Nog, Antonio Nogueira, Rodrigo Nogueira, taking on Dave Herman. That's a heavyweight fight. The guy to keep an eye on in the UFC right now, one of the guys to keep an eye on, is Glover Teixeira. He is the guy. Believe me, I watched him fight, and he's fought friends of mine, so I'm telling you, he is the real deal. He's from Brazil. He's taking on Fabio Maldonado. That's in a light heavyweight bout. At welterweight, that's 170 pounds. Light heavyweight's 205. Welterweight, John Fitch of the United States taking on Eric Silva. We've had Fitch on the show in the past. He's a gas. He's fun to be around. Light heavyweights, Phil Davis taking on Wagner Prado. And a welterweight card is Damian Maia taking on Rick Story, and that is at welterweight. Some of the other fights on this card, of course, that is the pay-per-view card, the FX card for October 13th. Of course, Facebook's probably going to start October 13th at about 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 5 o'clock, you go with the FX card, and you've got Roni Jason versus Sam Cecilia in a featherweight match. Heavyweights, Gabriel Gonzaga, Double G, taking on Geronimo Dos Santos. I wonder if he's related to Junior Dos Santos. Most likely, huh? Light heavyweight, of course, Junior Dos Santos, the UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, going to defend that title December 29th in Las Vegas against former champion Cain Velasquez. The lightweight card on that preliminary card for the FX Cable October 13th card figures. Gleison Tibau, pretty good fighter, taking on Francisco Trinado. Those guys are both Brazilians. And Diego Brando taking on Joey Gambino. Joey Gambino, I thought he was a boxer. Anyway, that is of course, UFC 153. Some of the Facebook cards you're able to see, I see Sergio Moraes taking on Rene Forte, Luis Cain taking on Chris Camozzi, and Cristiano Marcelo, a guy that I thought was really going to go some places, and he really hasn't as of yet, taking on Riza Madai. Of course, that is UFC 153, October 13th. Pay-per-view, Showtime, and Facebook. First bout airs at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook. So that is the schedule as far as the UFC, the next UFC card is concerned. Speaking of UFC, they've really went through their share of bad luck in the last year. I mean, some of their popularity is starting to decline a little bit, and I think a lot of that has to do with cancellations. And, you know, you put on these shows where you're going to have, like, four, like, A fights, and then three of the A fights fall out and you because of injuries. So you're in trouble. And Dana White scrambles to put these cards together, and sometimes they come together, sometimes they don't come together. And, you know, of course, what can you do? I mean, what can you tell guys to train, you know, take it easy in the gym? I mean, Dana's already went to them. He's already told them, hey, you know what? You guys need to take it easy here in the gym. Well, guess what? They don't take it easy. Guys are training. They're training for their lives. They're training for the opportunity of a lifetime. I'm telling you, they're not going to go easy. They're just not going to do it. And having watched some mean MMA training in the last couple of weeks here in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I've got to tell you that these guys, they give it their all. They fight on the ground. They fight standing up. I didn't like the fact that I watched a lot of them go through their motions slow. I never understood that because being a fighter myself, a former fighter, 52 fights in the ring, 50 on the street, I always felt that you had to practice at the speed in which you were going to fight. In other words, you didn't like, you know, shadow box slow and this and that. You're trying to make sure your form is right. No, you do it as fast as you can. You make sure your form is right. Okay, if you have to learn, you learn slow, but you don't warm up slow, and you don't get ready for a fight slow. I watched a MMA card last night in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, down at the Longshoremen's Hall, and I watched a lot of guys warming up that way, throwing punches real slow. And when they got in the ring, their punches were slow. These were Muay Thai kickboxers and MMA guys as well. Okay, you've got to, how could I put this? When I was a policeman, you responded to stress the way you were trained. If you train slow, you will respond slow, okay? If you can't pull the gun out of your holster when you're a cop to shoot back at somebody when somebody's shooting you, guess what? They got the drop on you. Same thing in the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, so many different ways to lose. You can lose on points. You can lose on a submission, a chokehold, an ankle lock, an arm bar. Speaking of arm bars, my baby Ronda Rousey going to be back in the octagon, I believe, before the end of the year. But you can lose on TKO, punches. You can be KO'd. You can be, boom, knocked, doom, unconscious. Okay? You can win on disqualification. There's all kinds of ways to win and lose in the world of mixed martial arts. And that's why it's so hard to handicap it. It's tough. It's not like boxing. Boxing's easy. MMA, different world. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're doing the Twitter thing. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk, RINGTALK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No. It's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Ready, go!
A jump kick by Goes.
Yeah.
Ooh, both shots from Tiger, hit Dragon action there.
Oh, I wonder if it's Capoeira.
Capoeira. I think he's just doing that to get him excited because he thinks maybe if he grabs his leg, he'll go to the ground. But it might work. We don't know. Goes for the single. Coleman getting him down. Coleman getting him into a... Coleman grinding away that right hand.
To the body again.
Allen's got him down now. Allen's on the bottom. He's got Coleman where he wants him. If Allen gets a close guard around him, Allen's going to have him where he wants him. He's playing Allen's game here. Allen wants this kind of a fight. He wants to be on the ground.
Oh, that's a good shot.
Coleman should throw a knee here to the top of Allen's head.
There we go.
There it is. He's not going to be able to take too many. Oh, he's knocked out. Is he knocked out?
He's out. I think he's knocked out.
He's out. He's out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Look at this. He's attacking Mark. He's attacking Mark. He doesn't know what to do. Mark wants to hit him.
And I think it was that this knee right here, that's the one that did it. Because see it fall on the side. It's a lot like what happened when Igor Bochanchin KO'd Kerr and got a no contest, because at that time, these knees were not legal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Why, no, not at all. Go right ahead.
Soulful and the greatest is a true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
My daughter's favorite singer as a kid. Talking about Tom Bowes, formerly with the Tower of Power, singing a tune there for East Bay Soul. East Bay Soul, my buddy Greg Adams, of course, Westmore High School class of 1969. Yeah, Greg! East Bay Soul's new album is out. East Bay Soul 2.0 is pretty sharp. No question about that. You can catch all their stuff at eastbaysoul.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. In our next segment, we'll delve into the sport of professional boxing. But right now, we're talking about random drug testing, and I think it's good as far as the UFC is concerned, because both Georges St-Pierre and Carlos Condit, of course, they're going to be duking it out for the welterweight championship of the UFC. That's 170 pounds. Probably, it looks like, I think it's November 17th. Yeah, it's November 17th main event. Anyway, the bottom line is both men have agreed to drug testing, random drug testing, which I think is cool. Whether it's WADA, whether it's VADA, whether it's the USADA, I don't care who it is, okay? If you're getting random drug testing, there's a far greater chance of you trying to cheat than if you weren't, okay? And I have to tell you that Georges St-Pierre is one of those guys that people have said in the past, you know, looks like a guy that takes more than vitamin C, okay? We'll just leave it at that. But November 17th, he and Carlos Condit, of course, if Nick Diaz gets off that marijuana suspension, we'll talk about marijuana suspensions in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, because we'll bring up Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. But if Nick Diaz gets off his marijuana suspension, which is a year, which is ridiculous to me anyway, the bottom line is he gets off that suspension, he'll probably take on the winner of Carlos Condit and Georges St-Pierre. And since Georges St-Pierre has been out a while with that torn ACL, okay, he had that repaired. I think they put the cadaver, the ligament of a cadaver back in his leg. But, you know, he's supposed to be back to being close to 100%. But you never know, because, you know, you never go all out. You never go 200% on an injured leg or an injured knee until you really get in a fight. You just don't. You just don't press it that far. You just, there's a little bit, a little apprehension involved, okay? But Georges St-Pierre and Carlos Condit, I guess I've got to pick St-Pierre to win that fight, probably end up hooking it up with Nick Diaz early in 2013 or mid-2013. And Nick Diaz is a guy that can beat anybody on any given night. The only thing is he can't show up for press conferences. He gets stoned too much. I mean, that's it. Nick, I mean, you just got to cop to it, man. You just get high just a little bit too much. Okay, he just does. He doesn't show up for press conferences. Not one, but two. Blows a welterweight title fight with Georges St-Pierre earlier this year or last year. Okay? Doesn't show up for signed Brazilian jiu-jitsu matches, which he is obliged to be there. So the main event doesn't show up. I mean, he is really, really a flake, and that's too bad because he's a hell of a fighter. When he's in the ring, he's all about 200% action, and I enjoy watching him. In fact, if there was ever a guy that I'd want walking down the alley with him besides my cut man, Scott Cuddy, it would be Nick Diaz. No question about that. Speaking of guys, how about my man, Jerry the King Lawler? 62 years old, back at home now, or really close to being at home. I think he is back at home. Of course, after that, having that massive heart attack on air, that was, what, September the 10th on USA Cable at the end of the show. It was like 9:58 p.m. Eastern time, and the show was running until like 10:05 p.m. Eastern time, and he had this heart attack, and they had to shock him like five or six times there ringside, and they were doing CPR and all this kind of stuff. And they said that, you know, they were worried about brain damage. And, well, evidently, there is no brain damage. The king is the king. Of course, he came to fame, sprung to fame, back in 1973. It's been that long ago. That's right, the king, Jerry Lawler. He took over for Jackie Fargo in Memphis, Tennessee. He was the number one draw there for decades. Every Monday night, they'd hold wrestling in Memphis, Tennessee. And guess what? Jerry the King Lawler would usually pack the arena. They always did real well there. And the King is, of course, on the way back to his spot as far as the announcer's table at the WWE Raw series. So we're looking forward to that. I mean, I like Jerry Lawler. I always have. I met him a couple of times. Met him once in an airport. Met him once at a wrestling event. He's a nice guy. He signs autographs for people. He's sort of like a goodwill ambassador, okay? And I give him props, and I hope that he can recover to the extent where he can return to TV. And maybe once in a while, you know, have a little square match. Maybe a square match is over at the age of 62. What I mean by a square match is that, you know, we're not talking about something where some guy raises his cardiovascular level to the max. We're talking about old man celebrity types wrestling slow matches. That's what he belongs doing, not wrestling these 22-year-old guys and flying around the ring, okay? But, no, he left Aruba came to Montreal, was in Montreal less than one day, and boom, had the heart attack. And evidently he says he's almost close to coming back to TV. So props to Jerry the King Lawler. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. In the next segment, of course, we will expand on the world of boxing. This has been your MMA segment. Of course, we air each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's right. Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. There's only so much oil in that ground.
Hi, Tom Bodette, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six Pack. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're gonna collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like some free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get free information. Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp at 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Stroke is alive on the east side.
Talk is alive each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now we shift our attention to boxing. I guess we might as well get to the tragedy. Corey Sanders, he once beat Vladimir Klitschko back in the day, back in 2003, retired at 42-4, 31 KOs, a South African lad. Of course, he knocked out Vlad Klitschko like in, I think, two rounds. Boom, big right hook, and down went Vlad in his glass jaw. 11 months later, he took on Vitaly Klitschko at the Staples Arena and Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, was a loser in a KO of 8. And I got to tell you, he didn't even try for that fight. He said he had a back problem, but yet my sources had him playing 36 holes of golf leading up to the 2 days before the fight. So back wasn't bad enough to play golf, but it was bad enough to get in shape. Of course, Sanders weighing like 13 pounds heavier 11 months later than he did when he knocked out Vlad Klitschko in 2003. The bottom line is he was shot to death, died in a hospital in South Africa during surgery, and he has passed away at the age of 46 years old. Pretty good fighter. Not a great fighter, but a pretty good fighter. And I want to wish him and his family the very best. But Corey Sanders dead at the age of 46. Want to mention some boxing history before I go on any further. Wow, September 26th, Tony Zale, KO6, Rocky Graziano. Good story about Rocky Graziano. He told me, he said, quote, kid, I'll be right back. I'm going to the John. I never saw him again. He died about 3 months later. That was in Atlantic City. Of course, we were at a celebration party for the great Sugar Ray Robinson. Of course, that was in 19, wow. It's hard to believe it's been that long ago, 1947. 1950, Ezra Charles, a winner in 15 rounds over Joe Louis. Of course, that was sort of like the end of the line for Joe. 1980, September 26, Marvin Hagler, KO 2. That's right. Alan Minter won the World Middleweight Championship that was denied him. Of course, in a prior fight with Vito Antifermo, which was ruled a draw, which was absolutely ridiculous because Hagler licked Antifermo like a stamp. Okay, of course, that was 1980. It caused a big riot. Hagler wasn't able to receive his belt in the ring. He got it in the dressing room. Actually, he got pelted in the ring, not belted in the ring, as they were throwing bottles and cans and everything they could. September 27th, of course, Muhammad Ali, 1977, taking on Ken Norton for the third time. And, of course, a lot of people thought that Norton won that fight. And Ali told Norton right in front of me, hey, champ, you know, that last fight, I think you got the best of it. And he said that in Sacramento probably about 10, 12 years ago. So September 27th, a big date for Norton and Ali. But, you know, Norton sort of has himself to blame for that because he took the last round off and he ended up losing 8-7 on two cards because they used to judge him by the rounds there in New York City, okay, in New York State. So had he won that 15th round, he would have won the World Heavyweight Championship. So Ken Norton does a lot of whining, a lot of moaning. When I see him, you know, he's a whiner, okay? But the bottom line is he screwed himself there by not putting forth in that 15th round. September 28th, God, it's hard to believe that, but Larry Holmes, man. You know, Larry Holmes, a lot of people don't give him the credit, I think, that he deserves to have. I really don't. I mean, I think he's like one of the greatest heavyweights, if not the greatest heavyweight of all time. People say to me, how can you say the greatest heavyweight of all time when you got Rocky Marciano and Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali and things like that? Well, Muhammad Ali, we never got to see his prime. Joe Louis, I don't think it'd be much of a contest between Joe Louis and Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes had too good of a jab. Same thing with Rocky Marciano. I don't think Rocky Marciano could carry Larry Holmes' jock. Oh, isn't that the statement that got Holmes in all kinds of trouble back in 1985 when he said that after losing a very close decision to Michael Spinks in the heavyweight championship, Rocky Marciano couldn't carry my jock? Well, to tell you the truth, The Rock is 49-0. He retired 49-0. But according to his manager, Marty Weil, who was the son of his promoter, Al Weil, came on this show probably about 15, maybe almost 20 years ago, and said The Rock fought his brother four times in different spots of Massachusetts. So the bottom line is he's probably about 45-0. So Larry Holmes does deserve to be recognized as the greatest heavyweight as far as numbers were concerned. I'm telling you the truth. Larry Holmes is the real deal. Another fight happened. Sugar Ray Robinson, KO Kid Gavilan, 1940, of course. And then Carmen Basilio, Wow, man, it's hard to believe this. You know, Carmen's still around. He's still a pretty good interview, too. And he told me off one time when I tried to sing him happy birthday, and he asked me, hey, what did you do with the money your mother gave you? I had no idea what he was talking about. He said, you know, for singing lessons. Anyway, Carmen Basilio, a winner in 50 rounds over Ray Robinson back in 1957. 1935, of course, Joe Louis's greatest win, a KO4 over Max Barrett. No question about that. And Sonny Liston, tomorrow, it will be 50 years since he's won the World Heavyweight Championship with a KO2 over Floyd Patterson. Of course, we've got the book out, Sonny Liston, the true story of the Ali Liston fights. Paul Gallinger is has been our guest in the past. We're giving away a book. We'll be putting the book up on the website this week. But if you go to my website right now, ringtalk.com, there is a press release regarding this big party tomorrow in Philadelphia. So if you're in the Philly area, I know we've got some Philly listeners. If you're in the Philly area, go to ringtalk.com, check out the press release on the Ali book, and you can meet the author there. He'll sign the book for you. There'll be some celebrities in the house. Now, you know, it's time to really recognize Sonny Liston for what he was. He was a good heavyweight fighter, and he was a heavyweight fighter that was a lot older than people thought he was. I mean, some people think he was 44 years old when he fought Cassius Clay the first time, and, you know, obviously 45 years old when he fought him the second time. But the bottom line is, Liston was older than what he said, had a couple of different birth certificates, much like Marvelous Marvin Hagley, aforementioned world middleweight champion. But, you know, he was always described by the media as a beast, as a monster. And yet everybody I knew that knew him well, I'm talking about like Johnny Taco, who was the guy that found him in his apartment in 1970, I believe, New Year's Eve, 1970. And he had been dead a couple of days. And, of course, Davy Pearl was his last manager. And there's always been these hints that the mob killed Sonny because of the fact that he didn't throw the Chuck Wepner fight. That was his last win, okay? He had a fight with the Great White Hype, the Great White Hope. I'm talking about Chuck Wepner, the Bayonne Bleeder, okay? But, you know, he didn't throw that fight. He was told to throw the fight. The second Ali fight, he definitely threw. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, Paul goes into it in depth in the book, and you can check it out at sonnyliston.net, some of the quotes from the book. The book is great. I'm about 50 pages into the book, but here's what's up with books and me, okay? I just don't have the time to read all I want to read, okay? And as far as those audiobooks are concerned, they're a pain in the butt as well. The bottom line is I like to read. I like to comprehend what I'm reading, okay? And I'm 50 pages into the book. It's a very good book, so I got to give him props on that one. I also want to give Courtney Hassett props for the book Punch Drunks. And that looks pretty good. Of course, that's a book about San Francisco circa 1978, the Jim Jones Temple, Newman's Boxing Gym down on Leavenworth Street. So Courtney's got it going on. They call him Court now because he doesn't want to be confused with a chick. So it's Court Haslett. Excuse me, Courtney. Court Haslett has got this book he's going to be putting to the publishers in the next few weeks. So I want to wish him the very, very best of luck on that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. On this day in 1997, Pedro was present at the, man, this was a bummer, the Orleans Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was there doing some color commentary that night on a couple of fights for an international feed for BAM Promotions. And they were some construction guys that took over Johnny Taco's gym for a short period of time. And they had it in 1997. And Johnny Montanez died that night. What happened was James Creighton, who couldn't punch his way out of a wet paper bag, okay? He drops Johnny Montanez, and Montanez's head hits the bottom rope, and it snaps a couple times. He ends up dying a couple days later. But the bottom line was that was the last. I've seen three ring fatalities. That was the last one I saw. I hope to never, ever have to see another one. But that was on September 28th. Take that back. The injury occurred September 26, 1997. He died September 28, 1997. In 1996, on September 28th, Mike Tyson lost a $4.5 million judgment to his ex-trainer Kevin Rooney. Of course, Kevin Rooney, the loon, call him what you want, but he was a damn good trainer. And when he was with Mike Tyson, Tyson was on top of his game, per se, okay? But he fired Rooney illegally. The judges and the jury agreed, and he got $4.5 million bucks there. And in 2000 Olympics, It's been that long ago. The 2000 Olympics occurred today. That was, what, 12 years ago? The bottom line is we did not get one gold medal in boxing. That's the first time since 1948 that the United States did not win a gold medal in the sport of amateur boxing. So sort of an indictment, a further indictment of USA Boxing. Of course, you know, I went into their fact that they've squandered millions of dollars, the fact that they've turned amateur boxing into like a fencing with gloves now. It's really not fighting anymore. It's not boxing anymore. It's sort of like fencing with gloves, and they sort of count the amount of – they count the punches that you land, not the quality of punches. That's what I just don't get, is that, you know, if you land a sloppy jab or a slap, it counts the same as landing a good left hook. I just don't get it. Or a good right hand or a well-placed body shot. I mean, a punch is a punch no matter where it lands. You got these guys, they've got counters in their hand, these amateur judges, and the left thumb is for red and the right thumb is for blue, and they count these punches, blah, 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 back and forth, you know. I'm just not for that way of scoring a boxing match. I think a boxing match should be scored the way a professional boxing match is scored, and that's scored in a with four different individual, you know, when what makes up the criteria is four different individual intangibles. We're talking about clean punching, effective aggressiveness. That means being able to come forward and doing your thing at the same time you're effective. In other words, some guys come forward and eat jabs and eat right hands and eat punches all night like breakfast cereal, okay? That's not effective aggressiveness. That's just getting your clock clean as you run into a guy. Ring generalship. Now, this is an important criteria in the scoring of a professional boxing match that most people just don't get. And I'll try to lay it out for you as simple as possible, okay? Ring generalship is he who is in control, he who has control, who's dictating the pace, who's imposing their will. That is ring generalship. And, of course, the last of the four is defense. Kind of combine the four together, ring generalship, defense, of course, clean punching. You just can't get by that. And when you look at the amateur game, when these guys are just fencing with gloves, you know, that's why the ratings are terrible. Although the ratings were good for the women. Women, of course, what they did, they had three classes, and they medaled in two of them. One was a gold, one was a Olympic bronze medalist. Okay, but they only had three weight classes. Of course, hopefully in the next Olympics, they'll have expanded the weight classes to not discriminate against women. Because I think that even though this was the first time women were allowed to box in the Olympics, okay, actually compete, I think that the fact there was only three weight classes, and I think there's 9 or 10 for men, I think is just blatant discrimination. Now, the U.S. Olympic Committee and the International Olympic Committee, they can argue with me on that one, but I know girls that were denied a chance to go to the Olympics because they couldn't make 132, 112, or 162 pounds. Okay, I mean, come on. There's a lot of weight in between there and above that as well. And I think that women should be treated. What's that, Title IX or Title VII of the United States? That's the United States Code that says that women have to be treated equally as far as sports are concerned. What about the Olympics? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. Of course, you can catch all the broadcasts, all the stores, all the stories, all the MMA stories, all the boxing, you name it. We got it going on. Ring Talk, RingTalk, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do it!
The old theme from How the West Was Won, one of the classic Western movies of all time, no question about that. October 21st through 26th, I will be at the 25th annual WBO, that's World Boxing Organization Convention, down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm going to get to go down there and see some old friends of mine, some friends of mine from the New York City Police Department, some friends of mine from the FBI. It's going to be a law enforcement week for me. I kid you not, folks. I'm going to have a good time hanging out with some friends, of course. Being a former policeman, I do know my way around the world of law enforcement. Of course, that's October 21st through 26th. Some of the fights upcoming on HBO. HBO comes back September 29th with an HBO Boxing After Dark card, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time, unless you got the satellite. Edwin Rodriguez versus Jason Escalera. That's a 12-round bout. Luis Duvalier taking on Victor Chinian. Victor Chinian still around. I thought he was done after Nonito Donaire knocked him out. Alex Perez taking on Antonio Dakari. That's a 12-round welterweight bout. October 13th, it'll be Nonito Donaire, the aforementioned WBO 122-pound champion, taking on a Japanese challenger. And December 8th, on pay-per-view, it's Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez IV. The fourth time. Had he only been not so greedy, he would have fought Floyd Mayweather and made all kinds of money. Shame on you, Manny. Shame on you, Bob Arum. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. For all the articles, please go to our website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com. Peace, love, and lots of respect.